Question number eight. This one might be a little bit long, and you might hear me get a little bit excited. You know, you're beloved because God loved you first, and He knit you together from the fabric of His image and likeness. And you know you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're a gift to the world because God made it so. And when we're given a gift that we cherish, what is it? What's that thing you've been given that's on a shelf or tucked away in a special box? Maybe it's something in your Christmas decorations. Maybe you're wearing it on a finger or a wrist or a necklace around your neck. But we tend to take care of these things as opposed to actively destroying, deteriorating, or bringing about its degeneration on purpose. Likewise, as the gift of body and soul that you are, how do you cherish this gift? Well, for one, hopefully you're out walking. Yay! Movement is such a beautiful way to delight in the gift of a body, your body. If you've had the opportunity to marvel at the growth and development of a baby, you know that so much of their day is spent trying to master a move in order to get to that next level of movement. And many of us, of course, once we have all the moves down, we've rolled, crawled, walked, squatted, sat up. We've got all these moves down and we grow a little older and a little older and a little older and then maybe a lot older, and we lose what we maybe didn't even know was the delight of discovering what our bodies could do next. And yes, know that I completely understand that our bodies are also coming with elements that are difficult to delight in, such as pain, immobility, limitations, lack of mobility. All that is there, yes. But we're such distinguished creatures as humans from the rest of creation. And there's something about the body-soul combo that we have that should really be celebrated. The fact that we have the intellect to even delight in our bodies and what they're able to do is different than, say, a cat. I watch these two cats that I have. They do the most unbelievable acrobatic movements, and I'm jealous of them. And they will never have the intellect to know how amazing what they do is or to have any desire to move like a human. So here you are celebrating by really embodying Lent through movement. And wow, just take time to be in awe of that for today. And within whatever your limitations are, re-delight in the gift of something your body can do. Turn your head to see something behind you, or look out as far as your eye can see. Find something way out in the distance, especially if you're out walking. Some fine detail that you can see that you know is miles and miles away. Or take a minute to skip. When was the last time you went skipping? Even if it's just for 30 seconds, and your bladder will let you. Just be in awe of all the thousands, if not millions, of functions that your body takes care of for you every day. On a little bit different note, but related, as we clean up our thoughts and we expand in virtue, you know, the more you stick with a program like this, you're growing in virtue, because of that discipline. And you're connecting with God throughout the day. This all improves the interior life. And this beautiful, cleaned up interior life can be reflected in a healthier and well-moving body. And the order of this is so vital and important for the quality of our longevity and for any transformation, especially physical, that we want to make. This order of inside out is important. So for today's question, it's a little bit of a riddle, which I think we know Jesus is very good at. I would actually encourage you to go and read the whole chapter in Matthew if you can, because Jesus is pretty fired up and we are taking the question out of context. But I think that context of the chapter is still applicable and very important, especially when we're working on interior life as well as the physical body moving outside in space and time. So I'm following the question up with a verse that comes a few verses later in the chapter, which ties into the reflection that I offered today. So I'll read that verse after I state the question a couple times. So remember, be well, be blessed, and be free. And here's Christ's question from Matthew chapter 23, verse 17. You blind fools, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? You blind fools, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? From Matthew chapter 23, verse 26, Jesus says, blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup so that the outside also may be clean. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup so that the outside also may be clean.